Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
We're Filipinos. Of course, mahilig tayo sa pagkain. As we celebrate Filipino Food Month this April, we revisit an episode by Franco Luna on Iloilo City earning a global recognition as a testament to their rich culinary heritage, blending traditional practices with flavors that tell the story of our culture, our people, and our land.
In Iloilo, of course, the Inasal is my favorite. And then yung KBL, kasi they originated KBL as well. This is like Kadias Baboy at Langka. You see people eating lapas bachoy during merienda or lunch or late merienda in the afternoon or dinner, you know. And you eat it with puto. Ito yung mga pagkain na parang there's a lot of Chinese influence, there's a lot of Malay influence, and then you have like certain words like caldo, ito yung soup, which is Spanish. And then it's traditional and at the same time, it's contemporary. No? Tapos meron siyang chicharon, may lamang loob, tapos meron siyang mga may bone marrow.
In the heart of the Philippines, nestled in the Western Visayas region, lies a city that has recently earned global recognition. You might have missed this news, so let's talk about it.
Iloilo is the first Philippine city to be designated as Creative City of Gastronomy by the UNESCO Creative Cities Network. We are very proud of this achievement. This is not only the work of the city government alone, but a community effort together with the Iloilo City Gastronomy Council, consisting of the public and private sector, the academe, national and national government agencies.
You just heard Iloilo City Mayor Jerry Trenias. He was talking about the city's recognition as the first ever Philippine city to be named a UNESCO City of Gastronomy, which it had been vying for 2 years now.
Our UCCN journey was a product of a series of sectoral and multi-stakeholder consultations, workshops, and webinars during the last 2 years. Focus was given on critical aspects of agriculture, food and beverage sectors such as ingredient production, health, nutrition, distribution.
The joy echoed throughout the community, they say, a shared celebration for an achievement owned not by a single person or group, but by the entire city. It's called the City of Love for a reason, after all. So how did they do it?
Having Ilonggos on the table, rather, is quite an interesting experience. No? Whenever we have visitors, in fact, we would often think about not so much as what they're going to see, but where are we going to take our visitors? While we do have dishes or signature dishes that are named after our districts, like Pancit Molo of the District of Molo and Lapas Bachoy of Lapas, no? But we do have heritage cuisine that dates back before the Spanish colonization.
You just heard Eric Divina Gracia.
So in terms of, you know, some dish, while it's typically Filipino, but there are some dish that we take pride as ours, no? Like our own inasal or our own take of KBL or Kadyos Baboy Langka, you know, with our starting agent, but one, you know.
As part of the team that vied for the recognition from UNESCO, Eric says numerous consultants and collaborators played pivotal roles in preparing Iloilo's bid for the City of Gastronomy.
we were able to come up with a bid, you know, that would best represent the city. We listened to the researchers talk about our heirloom recipes. We listened to the chefs about how they're elevating gastronomy. And so with that mix, we were able to come up with quite an interesting bid, you know, of who we are as a city and how gastronomy is in the heart of that identity.
He says a lot of it has to do with how uniquely positioned Iloilo is, with the sea and mountains both accessible within the Panay Island. The easy farm-to-market roads all around help too. Eric himself is an example of this. His background isn't in food, he is actually director of the University of San Agustin Little Theater.
When we created the bid, they asked us what story are we going to tell, come up with a video that best represents our gastronomy without it coming as a commercial, without it coming as an instructional manual, but rather as a narrative of who we are as a people and the character of our gastronomy. So I think as artists, we're able to capture that in words, in narratives, and in visuals. The food that we have is not just food because it's delicious or it's delectable, but it's something that brings the community together. And so we also realize that the story of food is a story of the community coming together.
Upon their designation, the cities selected by UNESCO will be tasked to collaborate with the broader network in strengthening their resilience against climate change, inequality, and urbanization. After all, almost 70% of the world's population is expected to live in urban areas by 2050. More than just the economic and tourism benefits, Mayor Jerry also says he hopes this changes the way we look at food here in the Philippines. Here he is again.
It is hoped that a greater understanding of nutrition and food quality and handling will ripple to education, development, investments, and access to opportunities for both the private sector and civil society. As all eyes are now in Iloilo, we will expand our gastronomic programs and services to further strengthen our stature.
We're pausing for a quick break now. When we return, we'll tell you about what makes Iloilo stand out among other popular food cities.
Indeed, Iloilo City has laid the groundwork through innovation where food reinforces abundance or bugana in our language as manifested in policies, infrastructure, and value chain.
Again, that was Iloilo City Mayor Jerry Treñas. From the freshness of ingredients sourced from the sea, river, and mountains, Iloilo's cuisine embodies a unique blend of tradition and innovation. There's a lot that goes into preparing Ilonggo cuisine, where the main ingredient is love, shaping dishes that represent the soul of the community. But what they bring to the table stands out in more ways than one.
May mga traditional Ilonggo food, no? Like yung binakol nga manok sa butong. Yung sa Iloilo kasi, they love to use native chicken, no? Yung dumalagan. Very tasty yung yung binakol ng mga Ilonggo kasi it has lemongrass, tapos may mga aromatics like onion, ginger, tapos yung chicken na ginagamit is native, and then meron siyang buko, tsaka buko juice, and then this is like your soup base.
That's food scholar Ige Ramos. I reached out to him to ask what it is about Iloilo cuisine that makes it stand out in a country that's known for food. Think about the other food destinations we have, from the rich and savory flavors of Kapampangan cuisine to the spicy gata-infused dishes of Bicol.
Kasi merong event sa Iloilo before yung Tabuan Festival. And one of the things that I really enjoyed was when I went to the market, it's called La Paz Bachoy, no? So this is like miki and noodle soup. And then it has a very, very complex flavor kasi may meron siyang beef shoulder, may pork, may liver, may mga intestines, may knuckles, no? Pork knuckle, beef knuckle, no? And then merong ginamos, no? Yung shrimp paste, para siyang bagoong.
Speaking of the festivals in the City of Love, Ige says the recognition has a lot to do with the city's distinctly indigenous character. That comes from the melting pot of cultures in the city and the way the local government values each one.
Kasi kung titingnan mo talaga yung ano no, yung contemporary Ilonggo cuisine, it's a mixture of different cultures, no? So you start with the ancient Visayan tradition of fishing and foraging, and then you have, you know, the use of different souring agents, notably batuan, and then how that thing developed over time when the colonizers came, no? The Spanish, and they really left a mark, no? Because they established all these churches in Iloilo, so they developed yung convent cuisine. So you have all these like fiesta traditions, and then at the same time, you have a very, very strong Chinese presence.
But at the end of the day, it's not just about food, as Eric Divina Gracia explains. Because the bottom line for him was leveling up gastronomy as a way to improve the city economically and also pursue sustainable development goals of the United Nations.
Because this is a UNESCO City of Gastronomy. So in other words, it's not just simply you have the best food or you have best cuisine, because that is really quite contentious, isn't it? For the Philippines, you know, everybody would say it's theirs, you know. But it's really about whether or not food or gastronomy in general is used as a catalyst for, a creative catalyst for development. You know? For example, do we have enough food to address the issues of poverty? You know, what are we doing? What are the creative steps, for example, in order that we can address the urbanization?
Since 2004, UNESCO's Creative Cities Network has rounded up cities all over the world that view creativity as a key strategic factor for sustainable urban development.
What are we really using gastronomy for? Because definitely it's not just, you know, the best food, but it has to be about development, how to address the issue of urbanization in the next 50 years. So I think that narrowing the gap, no, was we were able to eventually made a bit successful.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Eric and Ige both agree, a food scene is more than just the people that prepare and consume food.
Kasi ano yun eh, it's a very complex program. They have a very, very, very good programming when it comes to food systems. First of all, the urbanization of Iloilo did not really destroy the food systems that they have or the food traditions. One thing in particular that I really enjoyed in Iloilo is they actually have an architecture for gastronomy. Yung architecture for gastronomy is actually enhancing urban development together with the gastronomic systems.
Ige says it's possible for gastronomy not to be a distant, elitist, and abstract idea, and Iloilo is proof. They have 5 markets, an ecosystem that's well taken care of, and an appreciation for their heritage.
And doon pa lang, pag meron kang very strong maritime tradition, doon pumapasok talaga yung mga spaces where food can be studied. And doon pa lang natin matatrace yung connection ng gastronomy and trade. And these are like one of the most important spaces that you have to know or study if you're talking about gastronomy. So it's not just about the food. So you have like traders from all over Southeast Asia. The port of Iloilo actually connects us to the maritime Southeast Asia. It connects us to Spain, to the Suez Canal.
Think about their river esplanade or their seaports where anyone can fish. These are spaces that cultivate the culture of food, he says.
parang they make it so democratic that the food is so accessible, whether you're rich or poor, you can access that food easily. And it's the accessibility of the food that makes it very, very important. Kasi nga, you cannot just like come up with a series of recipes. Now, let's say, ito yung traditional recipes, halimbawa, what the other province are doing. But sometimes, it's already dead or it's no longer practiced. Hindi na siya accessible.
For the city government, the UNESCO City of Gastronomy designation signifies a commitment to using gastronomy as a tool for holistic city development and addressing various aspects from the environment to the economy. Here's Iloilo City Mayor Jerry Trenas again.
Our being a creative city of gastronomy means a lot to us. It's truly a big boost in our promotion as a livable, sustainable, and resilient city. We see doors of opportunities opening for Iloilo City in terms of tourism, employment, and livelihood, and also investments.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. I'm Ed Faraon. This episode was written by Franco Luna. This episode was edited by Mark Casilian. Our Teka Teka News executive producer is Jill Caro, and our senior news editor is Veronica Uy. If you found this episode useful, share it with a friend. Help Teka Teka News reach more people and keep the show going. Thanks for listening.